quarterly committee meetings for December 3rd, 2012 will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Mr. Niesler, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Olin.
Councilmember Bushwah.
Here.
Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Neal.
Here.
Mayor Casper.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Minutes for the November 12th meeting are in your package. If there's any corrections, we'll entertain them and have it on the agenda for next time. Committee reports, Public Works. The only thing I have on Public Works is not on the agenda, but I just want to report that, you know, remember we put some new pulleys in the pumps at, on, in the motors on, in the pump, my bad, on, in, at Venzo. And we were able last week to do a flow test, and the capacity went up from 260 GPM to 514 GPM, which is, you know, close enough to double. So that's a, it actually is going to be a big help. We won't know exactly the impact of that until we get a very, very heavy rain. We've also done another set of smoke testing, and, you know, with some minor, like we had a half a dozen, maybe 10 people that had things to repair, but it's all small stuff. It's, you know, little pipes that are vented and I shouldn't be, or whatever. So until we get a really big rain, we won't be able to tell the impact, but we're pretty sure we've isolated the fact that the Venzo station is one of the reasons why we have the sewer system filling up and staying full as long as it is, back behind it, all, everything coming out of Bourgeois and Courtney and all these other places. So this was a, we knew that the test would, we knew that the pulleys would help us, but and we thought it would be about that much, so it turned out it was. Very pleased with that. Any questions on that? Comments? Roy? Anything Public Works? What?
The culverts.
Oh, they finished the culverts. We're done with culverts for you. Okay, planning and zoning, minutes from the last meeting in here. There's really nothing that went on. That was election of officers, right?
Thank you.
Here, Northern Nominations Rule. Rhonda was unanimously, she had campaigned for it so hard, I knew she was going to get elected. And who was the vice chairman? No, Rhonda was the chairman. Rosa won again?
Yeah.
A political machine she's putting together.
Kim Martin is an officer now, too.
Oh, he is? How did they do that to you?
Well, Kim was an officer before.
Did they open a feed you?
He was a secretary.
You're the public good.
Oh, he was already?
Yeah.
I was secretary already. And Ms. Purnell said we nominate all the past officers for this.
They separate them
and name each one.
So they plotted against y'all?
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. All right.
That's how it works.
Top three derelict buildings. Oh, okay. Well, we'll just have to, do the archaic way for the more copies. The only item I have on the list is North LeBeau, and I had contacted him on the 25th of September. Tom sent a letter to him last week telling him to provide us with an opportunity to go look at, to actually go do the inspection. And they received the letter this weekend, so I'm sure we'll hear from them.
There's a trail,
and one closest to Peanut's store. It's been abandoned for a long time. It's in bad shape. So we'll get an inspection and go on fire business. They told me one time they would do something, but they didn't have it.
Is that the one right across the street? Or is that almost
right? No, it's right next to it.
Right there.
Okay. Under the tree.
My finance committee reviewed November bills. Scott and Eric, are y'all getting these now?
Email.
Yeah. This is what we do now. And they sort them by the, we have them categorized admin, maintenance, stuff like that. but they sort them by the largest one to the smallest one, so by the time you get to the meeting, you'll have a chance to review them, and if you have any questions, you can ask, or, you know, privately, or you can just wait and ask here, but it's better, you know, if you have to look something up. But, the bills.
Mitch.
Yo.
When it's, on PFAS, it's car washed, what, you just take every car we had and had it washed?
No.
Or did he wash the paint off his new one?
Probably not his new one, that probably some of that old one he got, the old one he had before.
Wait, that one.
I was looking at that one.
Two, three, four car washed on one day and three on another day.
That can't be the date, though, huh? That's just the date that.
That's what we're getting.
That's just the date he was reimbursed, or the date he got them washed?
The date that would have been reimbursed would be the same date, that is the date. He must have washed that.
Must be different.
I hope so.
Has to be.
Yeah.
I do, but I think it's called the state, not.
I think it's just a little.
You're gonna go so many business on this side of the road.
Man wash you go through.
Yeah.
$5-$7, that looks like what that would be.
You find out if he washed a bunch of cars, or he's keeping that new one super clean?
That's probably some of his old car he had, and his maybe.
Okay.
He had a particularly stinky place in the car.
On other, Debbie, maybe you can answer, it's Rogers Athletic, a mobility shoot, and some hydration.
Football stuff for high school, that's what we budgeted.
That was that step we were paying for?
Yeah, we budgeted.
What is the estimated cost of the police station, do you know, right off the bat?
Of our police station?
Yeah, the new one.
$3.3 million. But, I'll give you all a report on that right now, since you asked. Wayne and I met with Mr. Fry, who works for administration, and he's what's called the project manager. But a project manager for this type of thing is a person who just approves when you can and can't spend the money based on the orders that he gets from his bosses and who supposedly get it from the administration and from the legislature. And after, and I'm getting to where I'm starting to understand this a little bit better, which means that it's very hard to understand. But from what I gathered is, if we were to decide to go out for bids, he would not let us go out for bids because our money is not in what's called priority one. We have had many verbal followed up by letters telling us that, yeah, it's gonna be okay. So we have two paths right now. One path is after I get an accurate estimate of what this thing's really gonna cost, and I'll get into that in a minute. After I get that, then we're gonna make an appointment with Ms. Christy Nichols, who is what Paul Rainwater was. She's the head of division administration. And I've either got to extract from her a letter, or she's got to call the guy who's in charge of administration of these projects and tell him, in which case he'll change the coding or something like that, which means that we're going to get the money. That's path number one. Path number two is wait until the bond commission meets in like June or whenever, after the legislative session is over. None of that can happen, and I'm not going forward with anything until I have what I consider an accurate estimate. Now, our architect, Tom Holden, has been in Spain for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and nobody in his office wants to give me the numbers until he gets to sanitize them, go over them, or approve them, whatever the right term is. And so right now, I am on hold waiting for him to get back from Spain so I can get the numbers that I really want, because they've redesigned the job enough times. Jamie's going over it with them half a dozen times to where they know exactly what they're going to do now. They know exactly what the building's going to look like, the shape of it, where it's going to be, all that stuff. They know all that stuff now. The original estimate, the 3.3, was best guess 6 months or a year ago or whatever. This one here is what I would consider accurate. And when he gives me that number, that's when I'm gonna make my appointment to go see Christie Nichols. And I'm waiting day to day, waiting for him to give me that answer. And I don't think it'll be too much longer. If she doesn't say categorically, you got all the money, we're gonna wait for the bond. We ain't doing that. I mean, I've told them 100 times, I've told them once, we are not starting a project unless we're sure we can finish.
Excellent.
Absolutely not. That's the, I told Paul Rainwater, I said, it would be much worse to start it and not finish it than it would be not to start it at all. I mean, we already got a police station. It ain't very nice. We got one. We ain't gonna start no thing having it sitting out there.
You don't want to start something you can't pay for.
And they don't either. Administration, division administration doesn't want to either because it's politically terrible. So that's where we at on this whole thing. That was a long answer to a short question.
Yeah, but when Paul Rainwater told you.
He told me he's gonna make it happen.
He put something in his pocket.
He said he's gonna make it happen. Now he got another job.
Does Christie know that? Did he tell you that?
She is going to know. That's what I want to talk to her about. I have a letter that I wrote the day that we visited with him to him, stating all the things that he had promised us, and we're gonna bring that to her. I don't think she's gonna be resistant to it. It's just she's got like several hundred projects, and she doesn't have the town of Ruley, you know.
But any commitment she gives to us verbal, we want it written.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, and it won't happen unless if it ain't in writing, then the people who tell us we can go out for bids won't let us go out for bids. It has to be in writing. Which is good. I'm glad to hear that. So anyway, anything else on the bills? Anybody got any other questions on the bills? Okay, liquor licenses. We have only 5. That'll be on the agenda for next week. Liquor licenses used to be a big thing, but now it's... Anything else finance, anybody? Personnel, discuss 2013 holidays. There's a list of them there. Debbie says they looked at it, so I don't know much about it. You can put that on the agenda also. If anybody has any comments, ask Debbie. Part-time employee extended hours with Carlissa leaving to have a baby. The question came up, can we extend the hours of a part-time person and not be in trouble for it? And the answer is, yes, you can. However, the lady, person, the guy that Debbie talked to, said the way our ordinance is worded, it doesn't allow us to do that. So I'm going to suggest that one of y'all introduce an ordinance next week that adds the wording. What was the wording saying? I can't remember what it was saying. Something like except in times of whatever those legal terms are. Extenuating circumstances such as vacations, maternity leaves, emergencies, etc. We just add, he's going to give us what the words are and we'll put it on there. So it just needs to be introduced this month. Anything else, personnel? Recreation, reappoint Landmark and Heritage board members and advisory board members?
Yeah, when we...
they all expire at the same time?
We did that when we revised the ordinance last year to have 7 people on the board instead of 5. Mm-hmm. And we just made all the appointments expire at the end of December 2012. And so that we polled them, we have signed letters from each one of them, the members and the advisory board members stating they wish to continue to serve. So it's just a formality to go on.
But what happens if we have a surge of people that want that job?
Well, we just have to poll. We have a lottery.
I mean, it's probably going to be a clamoring at the front door tomorrow when they hear that job.
They make sure you're around so you can take care of the clown.
At least stagger half of them.
You ought to stagger them every, like,
well,
7 years.
My name's
I'm not an engineering or math major. You don't figure all that out. It was easier to put 1 year and 1 day.
I
taught 5th grade.
All right.
At least if you just stagger them one time for half of them, you don't have a
home. Well,
if I have anything to do with it, they're all lifetime appointments.
Well, that's right. Why
you don't get out of them.
Why stagger them when it's 7 years is up?
You be like, yo,
I don't tell nobody when it's that term is up. I don't want to get out.
And it's only
there
eternal.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I said
it's
for 7 years.
Said it's for 7 years, yeah. And I don't tell somebody when every appointment comes up. I don't want to know. I just come to you and say, like, the real point. Give them one. Don't tell me. All right, we'll do that.
Yeah,
Police committee, do you have anything? Chief of Police is preparing for a sleep study tonight. He's got sleep apnea, and he's going to get fitted for a mask, so good for him. I'm all for it. Governmental Affairs, I don't know anything. Yes, sir.
You need to decide when you're going to swear the new council.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Oh, Governmental Affairs, could we just make sure that we have an accurate list of the day when the flag should fly for 2013? I know that there's a list, but can we make sure that that list gets to everybody that needs to know it so the flags can fly on the highway at the proper dates?
Needs to know it is when.
Okay.
All right, why don't you get Ms. Bourgeois' list, and we'll give it to everybody. We'll send it to all the council members so we all know. Other matters, I guess we can talk about the inauguration. Scott, you're available on the 3rd?
Wear your coat and ties.
Bottle horse. I'll be here.
Your coat and tails.
My surgery's on the 2nd. I'll make it in.
We're going to
hook a crook. Bandages all over, but I'll just dope up real good and fall in.
Thank man, yeah, I would have been a council member. Yeah, whatever you say. Which day? I don't know. What time y'all want to have it? 6? It's dark at 6.
Get off of work.
Y'all all okay with 6? Can you, Shintech, you don't have turn around that?
Work, Shane, 6.
So far, so good.
6 o'clock. All right. We can always change.
Scott, we have a wheelchair ramp if you need to come in a wheelchair.
Yeah. What's the day?
3rd of January, 6 p.m.
That's a Thursday.
It has been traditional, if you have somebody in particular you would like to swear you in, you can do that. I usually ask Judge Free to come do it for us, and if he's available, he comes. If not, we find somebody else. But some people like to have a family member. I don't know. Do you have to have any real qualifications to do that? No. If you want a family member to do it or somebody that's close to you, just tell them to do it. Mayor's report. We're still trimming trees all over town, so that's just an ongoing thing. The Clean City sign that was wiped out on the River Road has now been replaced. I don't know if y'all probably didn't notice, but we edged all the sidewalks along East and West Main and some other places. This edger that we bought a couple of years ago is great. Attended a Thanksgiving dinner at Antioch and another one at Brulee High School. And they have good food. And for those of you that not, y'all probably don't remember this. When we first started the COVID program, we used to require people to put catch basins in. And right when we got started, along about that time, a young kid came into my office, and he had wrestled at Brulee High School, so I knew him by name. I didn't really know him personally, but I knew him by name. And he said, man, he said, I'm in the concrete business. I do that kind of stuff. I said, well, you know what? This is your lucky day. I said, because we have people that are joining the COVID program, and they need catch basins. Be like, oh, man, I'm good at that. I do that all the time. Good. So I said, look, here's the names of the people that are in the COVID program, and I'm just tell you, if you want to go hustle work, go ahead. But they went to several of them, and to their demise, they paid him in advance, and he ran out for several hundred dollars. Well, I negotiated with him like if I ever catch you, you're going to jail, that kind of negotiation. And he gave a couple of people a little bit of restitution, but basically ran out on some big-ticket people. Anyway, guess what happened? This young man happened to get a ticket in Brulee about a month ago. And when I saw his name, I said, happy days are here again. His fines were immediately changed to $500 in fine, and you must appear in court. In which case, he figured out what I was doing. He called me. And he brought a cashier's check for $600 made out to Trudy Berthelot, who lives right here on Gleason. And he's going to bring us, hopefully, the $900 for another couple that have since moved to Prairieville. And everybody else, he's made restitution. So I guess the moral of the story is if you wait around long enough, they all pop up.
Good police work.
Good, and this is the same person when he came to Brewing Metal as a fourth grader.
Good police work, yeah, you go, he had a busted tail light.
We didn't have to stop him.
He walked up to a fourth grade teacher and said, "I'm related to Price LeBlanc."
Darling.
Country sausage, too.
No, 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 you never brought in.
Yeah, all right. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
The planning and zoning, December 26th, the day after Christmas. Same time, 6:30. And I have two other questions. I passed in front of that fire station on Choctaw. That's not finished yet?
This is not a fire district meeting, but we'll get.
I pass that often.
That's your own personal.
I can report where it stands. They finished on the west side of the building, and they started today doing something on the east side of the building. And I hope for $57,000 that of concrete work, it was the whole parking lot. I'm not sure. But they did do a good job on the west side. But the east side was dirt until today. They start bringing in dirt. I can report again Wednesday. I'll be back up.
And the third thing I have is the last thing. Am I the only one that has trouble with waste management?
Yes, in the town. I'm serious. Wayne and I were talking about it today. We haven't had a person not have their recycling being picked up in at least 6 months, probably a year.
I just never
and
told
she
them.
Has had, you had three in a row.
I know. That's
that's amazing. And Wayne told me, he said, "I know this lady puts hers out. I know she's not making it up." He's going to actually follow, the supervisor's going to follow his truck this next month just to see what happens. Nobody can figure it out. Why you? Nobody knows.
Did you do that truck?
And he's in the same place.
No, I mean, and these guys, I've seen these guys in action. They're good. And I mean, they never miss anybody. I was recycling Miss Crotwell down at the end of Pecan Street. They missed her like every few months for a couple of years, and now they've got that straight. Now they go back there and get it. But I cannot explain it. Cannot explain it. But he's going out there. Edward, the supervisor, when you call in something like it, he just goes and takes his pickup truck and goes big. So he knows everyone that gets missed. Like most of the time, it's garbage cans. Never recycling. So he went and picked yours up last time. So
well, it was picked up today.
Well, he somebody went, picked Edward it up went today. Today. Edward went today. But he's going to follow him next Thursday to see. He just wants to see for himself. Like, can't explain it. Cannot explain it. Cannot.
I'm dying to call him.
All right, Mr. Benoit.
You're still finding mops in those pumps.
No, not too much. Every now and then we find some, but not too much. It's going down a lot.
I just wonder.
I still don't know what it is. But it's going down a lot. We don't know. But, you know, at the time we were kind of flushing the lines out or whatever you call it, bugs or whatever. It might have loosened up some stuff. We don't know. But much better than it was.
How about that dip on the street out there right in front of Roberts' house? You know where they got that?
Who?
Phil Roberts.
Oh, Roberts. Yeah. Roberts.
Remember I told you about the dip in the street where it's sinking down?
Yeah.
You know, look at that. Asphalt.
We'll have to take a look at it. What else? Anybody? Oh, you.
Yeah, I have on December 12th, we're going to have an Arbor Day ceremony at 10 o'clock in the morning. If any of you are available, please come. I'm going to plant 3 or 4 live oak trees near the south end of the Prejean property that we bought, so that we'll have more than just land out there whenever we decide to do something.
What day again?
December the 12th. Next Wednesday.
Time?
10 a.m. If it's raining, we'll do the ceremony in here.
How old? How old are your saplings?
Wayne gets them. He gets some the good ones. That's why they cost more, because he gets the hardier ones. And this is to fulfill one of our criteria to become Tree City every year. We didn't have it earlier in the year. I think we got enough money in the budget to maybe have donuts and hot chocolate.
Not for that.
knew you'd come for that.
I'll come for that.
So we will feed you if you come.
Work.
I'll do it.
So anybody else?
Be back there about 9:45 if the weather's good.
Anyone else? All right, announcements. Town Hall will be closed the 24th and 25th of December. Town Hall will be closed January 1st. And surplus auction is definitely January 5th, 2013. At the, where's it? It's going to be at, where?
In the front, on the
here, we can't drive the car.
I think it's somewhere else. Maybe it's here.
Last time, it was on the front step.
No, I knew last time, but I got the impression it was somewhere else. Maybe I'm mixing that up with the. Is it here? Yeah, maybe I'm, I don't, just forget what I said.
They'll sell the cars.
Yeah, sell the cars. More than likely. Yeah, it's some, I think last time they put them in the side parking lot, but I don't know, whatever. That's the auctioneer's. That's what we have, all right. All right, I need a motion adjourned. Move by Mr. Avery, second by Bujor. Ms. Bujor, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you for your attention.
56.